Turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Second Chronicles 26. Yeah. You guys can stay seated for this because it's not a long chapter, but it takes me a while to read. So, starting in verse 1. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understandings in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities among Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbal, and the Mehunim. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah, and his name spread abroad, even to the entering in of Egypt. For he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and digged many wells, for he had many cattle both in the low country and in the plains, husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jeiel, the scribe, and Maaseiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. Under their hand was an army 307,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them, throughout all the host, shields and spears and helmets and habergeons, which is body armor, and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. While he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence, yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts Uzziah first and last did Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, write. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial, which belonged to the kings. For they said, he is a leper, and Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. I don't know. I wonder, like, I've been at work, and I'm sure all of you, when you're at work, and even in my own Christian life, my pride and others' pride, I've often seen knock them down. At work, people who've been there for a long time, they don't want to change their ways, even when new things happen, and people, and that ends up getting them in quite a bit of trouble. And in my own Christian life, it's, I go for the holier-than-thou approach. I hang around with other people, and I see other people doing other things, and I say, well, I'm better than that. I mean, I'm a better Christian than that. I'm not doing the things they're doing. But then the next day I'll go and something will happen to me, and, you know, I will fall before the Lord, and I'll sin, and then that's when the Lord made me realize that the pride really comes before the fall. And I'm sure that that's true in many of your workplaces or maybe in your Christian life. So I'm going to go ahead and start and give you a little backstory on Uzziah. Uzziah's father, Amaziah, and his grandfather, Joash, both started out serving the Lord. And they both had built strong kingdoms. But Joash was murdered in his bed because he killed one of the prophets that the people loved. And Amaziah was killed by assassins because he had brought so much disgrace upon the tribe of Judah. If you want a short version of the story, all you have to do is read verses 1 and 2. But I'm going to go ahead and go through this all with you. In verse 4, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. I'll go back and look at Amaziah's story for you. And it's just, Amaziah starts out for the Lord, but after he loses one of his best friends, who's like his mentor in the Lord, things turn downhill really fast, and his pride comes, and he tries to attack Israel, and he gets defeated brutally and ends up running and hiding until he gets killed. Down to verse 5. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, much like Daniel and Joseph did. They understood the dreams and the visions that the Lord had put out for people. This isn't the same Zechariah, the prophet, who wrote the book of Zechariah. In verse 6 through 9, and he went forth and warred against the Philistines and brake down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabneh and the wall of Ashdod and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against Arabians that dwelt in Gerbal and in Mehunim. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. And in verse 8, they gave gifts to him because they were scared of him. It says in some of the notes that I've taken, they were offerings, peace offerings, so that Uzziah's armies wouldn't come down and attack them and kill them. His name spread even to the entering in of Egypt, which was a really big thing back then, because the news went all the way to Egypt, and Egypt had, of course, the mighty armies back then. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortified them. So he was a great warrior for God, and the Lord had strengthened him and helped him to defeat all these people. But if you look back in verse 8, at the very end, it says, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. That's when he started turning away from the Lord and trusting more in his own strength and the strength of his armies, instead of waiting on the strength from the Lord to come. Down in verse 10, just some side notes. When it refers to husbandmen and husbandry, husbandmen are just farmers. He loved farming and the soil and everything about that, and that was one thing that helped his nation to thrive. In verses 11 through 15, moreover, Uzziah had a host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of the mighty men of valor, were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 307,500, that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and virgins and bows and slings to cast stones. So in verse 15, he had the towers made with the bulwarks, and he had the machines made that shot arrows and the great stones. And all this technology, which is, it's believed to be about 700 BC, he started gaining a lot of confidence in himself and in his people more than he does in the Lord. And I've known in my own life that when things start going really well, I stop depending on the Lord less and less. And that all the time will come back to get me in the end, because I'll fall on my face before God, broken again, and needing him, just like Uzziah does at the very end. And verse 16 is when things start to go wrong for Uzziah. He usurps the priest's power, and he tries to go in and offer up incense sacrifices to the Lord himself, which, as you read in there, it's not his place. His pride gets him, because he's found himself so powerful in the land that he thinks that he's just above all rules, above all, he's above the law of God and above the law of the land, which, of course, is not true. So in verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And then verses 17 through 19, and Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. So they were the men the priests were from, were against Uzziah doing this, and instead of just standing by and letting their valiant ruler, who was known throughout the land, who had all of this, had all of his glory shown throughout the land, and he was like, this would be like going in and telling the president that he couldn't do something. But these men, they weren't afraid to do it because they knew it was their place, and they were righteous before God to do this. So, really, this passage illustrates the truth that although the believer should obey and support the legally constituted government and even pray for governmental leadership where rulers violate the law of God, the believer is to stand for God. So, and to give you some scripture for believers should pray for their government and stand by their government, I'm going to go to Matthew 22, verse 21. They said unto him, Caesar's, they're talking about Caesar's face being upon the coin. Then saith he unto them, Jesus was saying, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. And then even then more, the 1 Peter 2:13 through 17, I'll just read that to you. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that will do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may not put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. So these men, when they went into Uzziah, when he went into the temple, they were righteous before God, and God saw this. And so here in verse 19, then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. So, the Lord being the righteous and just God he is, he struck Uzziah down with leprosy. And in verse 20, Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. So now he has realized, of course, too little, too late, that he'd done wrong, and the Lord had stricken him. And so he tried to hide in all the different houses and different lands, because he was a leper, and his son took his place as king, just as he had taken the place of his father as king when his father was still alive, and his father his grandfather. So it just goes to show that when we get too prideful, when we trust too much in ourselves or in our money, when we trust too much in other people and anything that is not the Lord, that's when we get into trouble. That's when we fall. That's when we break down. And then that, of course, leads us back to Christ, and we have to go back to Christ and ask for his forgiveness, and we have to just get on our knees before a holy God and ask him to be our one and only, to fill our cup again. Because every time that this happens, it just points us to Christ. All these men Of course, they didn't have the Spirit back. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. They didn't have Christ. But in the end, since they were men of God, they still went with God. But they were punished. And that's where, in the modern time, in the age of grace, Christ takes our punishment for us. So, like I said, you guys are going to get out here really early tonight. That's about all I prepared. I didn't know it would go through that fast. But I guess I'll say a quick prayer, and then we'll have a time of invitation, and then you guys will be on your way. Lord, we just thank you for all that can make it.